The Minister of Finance, Seth Tekwe, says his ministry is collaborating with the Bank of Ghana to ensure that clients of microfinance institutions are not exploited. The minister decried certain reports from the public about abuses and exploitation of clients by some microfinance institutions. He therefore commended the Bank of Ghana for renewing its efforts in regulating such institutions in the country. Mr. Tekwe made this known at the official opening of the new Microfinance Company Limited, a product of the Presbytery of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, a report by Sheena Sichiyama.
The finance minister, Seth Tekwe, said microfinance institutions keep growing in the country, making the financial market highly competitive. He also said revenue generated by these small and medium enterprises, SMEs, form the pillar of every nation's economy, and microfinances show the way in mobilizing these monies for the benefit of both the SMEs and the country as a whole. This is why it is very necessary for them to be regulated well. He commended the Presbyterian Church for venturing into the financial business.
Microfinance by their nature provide them with the sort of small loans that they need to operate. So whether you talk about the market woman, you talk about the shopkeeper, you talk about the seller, the hawkers, I would say this is their bank. But this is also a church-based bank, and therefore as a church-based bank, it will mobilize resources internally and help the parents, the young people, practice the art of saving and then support those who are in business. So I think this is a very ideal initiative.
The board chairman of the company, Joe Tete, said most churches are not being considered by banks and bigger financial institutions in terms of assessing financial services, and that a new microfinance company will address the problem for churches. Mr. Tete said the operations of the company in short term will be focused on bringing the district and local congregations of the church to open an account.
Sheena Sichiyama's report.